Welcome back, everyone. Playmakers here at WIRI 105.5. Your host, James, with you. And I am kicking off Meet Your Rafters for another great edition of that. We are so excited to have you guys in studio. I have assistant GM Jake Adams with it. Jake, good to see you.
Great to see you again, James.
Gwen is with us as well. And I forgot your title. I just blanked.
No, that's okay. I'm a sales manager. It's been a while.
It has. You just got to come back more often so I can get it in there. Sales manager Gwen, thank you very much for being here, both of you. Appreciate the time. Guys, we got a couple of things to get into while we have you here. But first off, how is the season going for you all? And I'm not talking about the record or how the players are playing or anything like that. Just you individually, how is the season going for you? And Gwen, I'll start with you.
Yeah, it's been great. Our intern crew has been phenomenal. So having them there has been a huge help, and it just gets us really excited for everything that's to come. And we've made some changes over the off season. So hearing fans kind of start talking about that has been exciting. And we're just amped to get the season continuing to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jake?
I mean, honestly, can't complain about anything right now. Like Gwen said, we have an amazing intern crew that's helping make our lives a little bit easier at the ballpark. It's been great to open up the gates to some Rafters fans. We had a lot of excitement this past week, opening day and wrestling night on Saturday. We saw a lot of new fans. That was a cool one to hear. It was their first Rafters game purely because the wrestling event, but they said they'd be coming back soon, so that's the kind of thing we want to hear.
It sounded like that was really successful. I just happened to be past that area, and I could hear it, and I was like on A Street. I could hear what was going on over there and everything. So, I mean, it was very, sounded like everybody had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Worked out well, too, with the day being a big, well, kind of worked out for us as fans. I can't imagine how it was for you guys and logistics of that. And let's go to Saturday real quick because, or I should say Friday, really, where we had a rain delay that happened. And I don't think you guys were alone in being a little bit surprised by that. I'm pretty sure even our meteorologist was surprised by where that came from and all that. And that's just Wisconsin. That just happens from time to time. You just kind of get used to it. But for the crew, and certainly the grounds crew that's got to get that tarp out right away, there was a bit of an issue with that. What happened there? And how is everybody feeling off of that one?
I mean, I was complaining this morning. My back's a little sore from one. But, I mean, I've had a short but long career in baseball so far. And I can tell you one thing, that tarp poles are not easy. It may look like it's one of the easiest things in the world, dragging a tarp out onto the field, but that thing weighs 1,800 pounds. We need to be distributing it amongst, 18 people, if that. And once you get even a little bit of rain on top of that thing, it becomes like an immovable object. I mean, it was like trying to drag the grandstand itself over the infield, and it's just a tough thing of baseball. No one really understands until you're out there on that tarp, especially getting 2 inches of rain in 10 minutes. Yeah. It became a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, and I think just it coming out of nowhere was hard, and everyone's across the park up in the press box trying to run down within 30 seconds to get out there. And even with all the players and everything, it's, like Jake said, it's thousands of pounds, so trying to get it out there was difficult. And yeah, we can't really win with 2 inches in 10, or was it?
Two inches in 10 minutes.
Two inches in 10 minutes. It was insane.
It came out of nowhere. We had, the sun was peeking through, and we're like, all right, good night for baseball. And then it just got dark and torrential downpour.
It was, and that's funny you said that, because I know I said something along the day. At some point in the day, I said to Seth, oh, it's going to be perfect baseball weather tonight, which is, of course, exactly when Mother Nature decided to let it rain, of course. But I am a huge believer, almost in an annoying sense, in a relentless sense, of finding silver linings and looking at the positives of things, even the negatives of things. And early in the season, you might have another you're probably, let's be honest, going to have other opportunities to have to use that tarp and everything.
Absolutely.
Not a bad thing to get it out of the way early in the season and get something like that and get that reps, those experience, that experience in for this crew, for the team to, you know, in having to do this when it happens again. I think that was a positive in that, and it all worked out. We're still able to get the game in the very next day.
Yeah.
And it was fun to honestly have a game before and after wrestling, because, and people got two games for one. So it ended up being a blessing in that silver lining, like you said, but in the moment, it's very frustrating for fans, obviously, that took time out of their night to come to the Rafters game. So we get it.
Yeah, and not taking any of that lightly, I do think that, looking at it from your guys' perspective, that's certainly first and foremost. Looking at it from my perspective, I don't worry as much about it because in that situation. Usually I do. Certainly fans come first, of course. But in that situation, I was really curious. Like, all I could think about was, like, what, how you guys were doing and what was going on there. Because, being honest about it, there's some new blood in these positions. And that was out of nowhere. It was such a random situation. But man, that is the way you learn. Like, mm-hmm. that's just life in general, but especially with the jobs that we do. You can go to school for 20 years doing this stuff. You can train, prep for every single situation. It is so different in real time. It is so different what it actually is happening. Absolutely. Getting those reps early on with any kind of these things, it's a positive. It's a good thing.
Oh yeah. And we've been talking about it in the office all weekend, but I don't think if that rain didn't happen, we wouldn't have had the perfect Disney ESPN storyline for Saturday's game.
Absolutely.
Did you hear a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, I was glued to every inning of that game.
Yeah.
And in part, and just real quick, just wrapping up the Friday game and into that, Gwen, I think you were touching on this a little bit. I thought it was a perfect mashup and something maybe even to think of next year, having that doubleheader and in the middle of that having the wrestling event. My goodness, nobody was leaving that park. Mm-hmm. It was cool. It was really cool to see that. That people just wanted to sing literally all day, wanted to hang out over there at Winterfield.
Absolutely. That was what we loved to see. And we had even some of the wrestlers commentating on it from their performances said, you get two baseball games and a wrestling show. What more can you ask for a Saturday night? And we ended with some fireworks. So
yeah.
Can't complain there.
It was an exciting ending to Saturday's game, certainly, too. That was a lot of fun. And the only thing that I enjoyed more was his smile. He looked like he was a 10-year-old out there just smiling, like how happy he was and everything. That was fun. It's a fun game. Now, we certainly are not where we want to be in the standings in the win-loss column and everything. I want to mention, though, real quick, first off, to anybody, especially if you're new to the Northwoods League, we get two seasons, really, in the Northwoods League. While we don't have maybe the games of an MLB schedule or something like that, I think we almost have a better seat in some ways, a better kind of time, because you have these tale of two cities, a tale of two seasons, too, in there, with the first half and the second half. And not that, we wouldn't like to see the Rafters schedule, record opposite. Nobody's really running away with this league, either division. No team is really, like, blowing away anybody or anything like that. I think everything is a matter of just a couple plays here, a couple of plays there between every one of these teams, including the Rafters' wins, even. Yeah. So it tells you a lot right there.
Yeah.
One quick thing I also wanted to note about the TARP situation. If you think it's not difficult or if you have any issues about, just Google TARP situations in baseball history. There are a billion of them. It's just as evidence to what you guys were talking about there. We got some exciting events coming up at the ballpark too. Let's touch on those.
Yeah. Well, just this Saturday, we've got a really cool event called Anyone But Kelsey. So brand new across the Northwoods League, across MLB, where we're going to celebrate Taylor Swift and kind of bring down Travis Kelsey after that Super Bowl performance. And, Taylor deserves better. So bring out those Travis Kelsey jerseys and trade them in for a Rafters jersey.
Yeah, that's a fun one we got going. Everyone's been reaching out and saying Anyone But Kelsey night. That's super creative. We're really excited to do that. But, I mean, in general, we have a week full of fun at the ballpark. Tuesday, we've got our golf night where we're going to do everything related to the secondary game of baseball, because if you ever talk with baseball players, they love to golf. They say it changes their approach to the game. So we're excited to do a little bit of that. I'm very excited for Wednesday, the For the Love of the Game night, because one big thing that we've been hearing is while the Rafters games are immensely fun for all ages, a lot of our fans are saying it's too much and we're taking away from the game of baseball. Mm. So this is a game to give back to them. If you want to come out and watch baseball in its purest form, minimal interruptions, minimal noise, just baseball in its purest form. That's what Wednesday is all about. And then we got classic Redneck Night with Red Solo Cup giveaways.
Graphics Pros did a great job on those, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we're very excited to roll that one out. Native American Heritage Night presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, kind of celebrating the culture that doesn't get a lot of spotlight, especially in the game of baseball, so we want to make sure that they're seen, and then wrap it up with Anyone But Kelce Night. I've already got my Travis Kelce crossed off jersey all ready to go, so we're excited for that one.
It's going to be great. Hopefully we don't create any bad blood with Mr. Kelce, but I'm sorry, that I had to, and that's the only song I know, so that was it. That was the closest I could make to a Taylor Swift song.
That was a good point.
It was just off the top of my head is all I had, but that's a fun, just you guys are having so much fun with these, and that means, and I know for a fact this community is going to have fun with them. That's great. One of the things I'm also looking forward to, and very selfishly, I'll admit, the United Weekend event coming up.
Yeah.
That's a big one for us here around, and not just at our studios, but in our community. I'm fortunate I get to judge on that one. I have been for the last couple of years. It's easily the toughest thing I have to do every year.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to choose between these great, here's a wonderful nonprofit that does amazing things in our community, right next to another wonderful nonprofit that does amazing things in this community.
Yeah,
how am I supposed to choose between that? It's not easy, man. It's not easy, but I'm looking forward to that night. That is also coming up on June 17th. There are, of course, our single game package tickets available. There are so many wonderful opportunities for you to go to these games and support your Rafters who put so much into this community, along with giving us some great baseball just about every night of the summer. It's so much fun. We are enjoying the season. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate the time from you. Want to encourage everybody to go to northwoodsleague.com, get those tickets, find out more about some of what we've talked about here today. But if they'd like to reach either of you individually, do you want to give any information or just send them to the website?
Send them to the website. I'm going to do a quick plug for United We Can. If you start bringing in non-perishable food items this week, until United We Can, you get a free ticket to a future game. So, good
Very
cause,
cool.
good free tickets. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great, great last-minute plug. But, yeah,
well
NorthwoodsLeague.com. We love the last-minute plug. But if you want to reach us individually, you can reach me at AGM@RaftersBaseball.com, or you can even just stop down at Witterfield.
We're there.
We do love talking to Rafters fans. Had a bunch of people stop into the ticket office and chat with us recently, and we love doing that. So come up, stop on by, talk Rafters baseball. We love to do it.
I love the opportunity, and thank you to both of you, the whole front office, whole Rafters organization, giving us such a great opportunity every summer to give away tickets. We enjoy doing that. We're going to be doing that throughout the summer here at Playmakers, like right now. I want you to call up. Give me your favorite. Give me your favorite leadoff hitter. I want your favorite leadoff hitter. Give me whoever it is. Go ahead. I mean, a lot of guys have played leadoff, so you know, some guys even did it once. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to stump anybody. I just want to give you these tickets. So give me maybe your favorite baseball player, favorite leadoff hitter, favorite left fielder. Go ahead and give me something like that. It will get you four tickets to see your Wisconsin Rabbits Rafters. These are open game tickets. You can go to any game this summer. We will meet you at Witterfield, and we'll be looking forward to another edition of Meet Your Rafters. Thanks for the time again, you two.
Yeah, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up Playmakers here at WIRI 105.5.